Hello.
Oh, hi, Amanda. I'm surprised to reach you. You must be off work. This is Sean.
Yes. Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing good. Where are you now? Are you in Virginia or North Carolina?
Well, I came to a friend's house after work, so I'm currently in Virginia, but I'm still living, staying with a friend until my house is ready in D.C.
Oh, cool. You mean in Alexandria, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, I was hoping you can go under contract on another property.
No, I'm currently staying in D.C. with a friend, and then my house, yes, Alexandria.
Oh, cool. How are you liking the city so far?
I love it. I came from North Carolina, so I'm excited to be where there are things to do.
Yeah, now there's stuff to do. I think you came at a good time because there wasn't much going on there the last year.
Yeah, which I'm very thankful for because in North Carolina, everything remained open and, my life really didn't change much. So I'm glad to have been able to spend the last year in North Carolina. So.
Yeah, I like North Carolina. I'm not sure where Whispering Pines is, but recently took a trip to Asheville area and I really liked it.
Yeah, Asheville's nice. So have you heard of Pinehurst, the big, golf resort where the U.S. Open is held pretty often?
No, I haven't. Is that central North Carolina?
I would say it's still considered eastern. It's an hour south of Raleigh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I go there every year, usually to the Outer Banks. That's where I was married.
Oh, very cool. I love the Outer Banks.
But I probably haven't explored a lot of central or inland.
You're really not missing much. Asheville and the Outer Banks is really all that matters.
Yeah, or some of the other mountainous regions around the Appalachians.
Yeah, the Blue Ridge and the border of Tennessee and stuff. But other than that, which is all western North Carolina.
Yeah. Good, good. Okay, so we're counting down now about 2 weeks until you get to move in.
Yes, sir. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. So, sounds like you watched the video. You went through all the documents that were prepared. You made sense of everything that's included with the coverage suggested. Is there any questions that you had for me before we take the next steps? All I have to do is just process your applications and email them over to you.
I do not. I will say I am a little concerned only because I usually use USAA. But when I was looking at your car insurance quote, I pulled up my quote with USAA, and what I would be paying with you is my 6-month premium with USAA. My only concern is the claims process with USAA. It's super easy, super simple. They're like, yep, here's all the things and here's all the money, because I've been in a car accident before. I've had to file a burglary claim. I've had to file, and they're super easy to work with. So I would say my only reservation right now is making sure you guys are as Erie Insurance, because I looked up Legacy and then Erie Insurance, that you guys are just as easy to work with. And all the reviews said, the only negative thing about your company was that it is only in 12 states.
Correct. Yeah, so they're more of a mid-Atlantic insurer. Doesn't mean that you wouldn't be covered driving across all 48 contiguous states. It's just, there's a process for offering insurance in different states, and I feel like they like the states that they're writing business in and kind of don't want to have a footprint in some of the higher risk states like Florida or Texas just because of all the weather-related events.
So. Right.
But no, you have a lot of flexibility as far as you can always reach our agency. Maybe you have something happen at the house and you're not sure. Is this covered? Is this even worth submitting a claim for? We can walk you through all that. We have what's called a claim surcharge estimator. So if you're a little bit on the fence, we can show you for this type of scenario, here would be the potential impacts on your policy for the next 5 years. It's not always worth it. Sometimes it's better to just not involve insurance and just pay for it out of pocket, save your policy for a real disaster, so we can answer those types of questions here for you at the agency level. And then the claims site is 24 hours, but then you, of course, you have access to the mobile app, online account. So there, Erie is one of the more popular options in Northern Virginia. Number one in commercial insurance, at least.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Sure. Did you need help canceling over the North Carolina policies that are still active?
No, I can call USA and just cancel my car insurance. So I don't, I actually have not registered my car in Virginia yet because I am technically not a resident and I don't have a Virginia address. So I've kept everything in North Carolina, but when I sold my house, my policy canceled automatically.
Okay. Here's what you'll do, because I had a similar situation with a couple that was moving from Colorado today. So we'll have your insurance start on the 17th. I would recommend that you schedule an appointment with the DMV as early as possible, because depending on the nearest one to you, it could be a couple weeks wait before you get an appointment.
Okay.
So you'll be good to go in terms of when you do get an appointment, you'll have a copy of Virginia insurance to bring in with you to have new license issued and your car registered in Virginia. And then the day that they complete that for you, then you're free to terminate that North Carolina policy. But we just have to have DMV records match up so that there's no lapse in coverage.
Okay, cool.
So then I would just need from you your banking information. We will, of course, bill the home insurance directly to your lender.
Okay.
And then I will send you over your applications. You'll just electronically sign them. And on the authorization form, the day that you sign that, that's when the payment would automatically be deducted, not necessarily on the start date of the policy.
So the day I sign them is when everything will be deducted versus when the policy starts?
Yes. I just have to make that distinction because the policy starts on the 17th, but you actually determine when the payment's withdrawn when you sign the policy.
Okay. So can we do it on, like, the 16th? Well, okay, hold on. So the homeowner's insurance will be billed and done through
escrow. Yeah.
But
so, we're just talking about the auto and the umbrella.
Oh, okay. So I will wait until I'm closer to having a DMV appointment to make that switch, so I'm not paying for an entire month of coverage, dual coverage.
Well, that's what I was saying. So the policies would be active as of the 17th. So then you'd have some time to schedule an appointment.
Does my car insurance have to start at the same time as my homeowner's insurance?
Not necessarily, but it's preferable. I mean, just to keep the dates uniform.
But I can't cancel my North Carolina insurance until I have my DMV appointment.
I'd advise you not to, just okay. So there's a few days overlaps, but you wouldn't be able to get anything done at the DMV without having a copy of your Virginia insurance with you the day that you go in.
I will do that online tonight or tomorrow morning, as I will get a DMV appointment.
My other client, he got one. So he's coming in on the 11th. He got one on the 15th. So the wait time where he is going is not that bad. So you don't actually have to go to the one in Alexandria. There's tons of DMVs within like a 25-mile radius. You just have to check out kind of what the wait time is.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Thank you.
So, yeah, the home insurance is not a problem, but the auto and the umbrella insurance, we just need your banking information to set up, and then you will schedule that deduction when you electronically sign the documents.
Okay, cool.
Did you need a moment to gather that information?
Oh, my banking? You need that now. Okay.
Yeah, you're still working with Gus and his team?
Yep.
That's it.
Okay. What do you need for banking information?
Just the routing number, which is usually 9 digits, and then the account number that follows, and then just the confirmed name of the bank.
All right. So it's USAA. And my routing number is 314-074269.
That was your routing number?
Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry. Do you mind repeating? It was 314?
074269.
Okay, 314-074-269.
Yep.
All right, and then the account number?
Good question. All right, it is 0119-15-5524.
Okay, 0119. 155524. Did I say that
yep.
right?
Yep.
Awesome. So what I can have you do, Amanda, if you'd like to scour around and see which DMVs are going to allow you to schedule an appointment
okay.
As soon as possible, then you can spend some time this evening looking at that. My goal would be, we had everything start on the 17th, that you have the fewest days overlap as possible. So if the 17th is a Thursday,
mm-hmm.
that'd be great if you got an appointment the following day. So why don't
well,
you see...
Well, that's also going to depend on when I can take off work. So, yeah, so that'll all have to, you know, coincide and be kosher. But
yeah.
I will have more information to you by close of business tomorrow on when that date, what that date looks like. So, because I can't go to the DMV until I have a permanent address, and I can't have a permanent address until I close. And if I can't get an appointment or can't get off on the 18th, then like it'll have to be the following week. So. But I will definitely, that is on the top of my priority list now because I forgot I had to do that, to be honest.
Okay.
So, awesome. Thank you so much, Sean, for all your help. I will shoot you an email tomorrow if that's cool.
That's fine, yeah. Oh, just
awesome.
Remind me, I tried to take notes. Did we previously discuss, do you have a dog that's going to be living with you?
No, I have a cat.
Okay. What type of breed is the cat?
Domestic short hair.
And then can you just confirm for me what we know about this house? I think we had a conversation on the last property, but as far as roof and HVAC, I can't remember if we had that conversation.
We don't have the ages for those because the owners were unable to provide the information and I was unable to do an inspection. So we actually don't know the age of the roof. The HVAC though, the furnace looks brand new. So.
Okay. Do we have an estimate, like a range of 5, 10, 15 years on the roof?
The contractor I had out, which was funny, they let me bring out a contractor, but not a inspector. The contractor, says he thinks it's within like 10 or 15 years old.
Okay.
And then we think the HVAC is between 2012 and 2016, the furnace part of it.
Like the heating part of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably on the unit, you know, whenever you do the final inspection, probably listed
okay.
on there.
Okay. Yeah. Send me an email with the things I need to make sure to check, and to get you the information back, and I'll make sure to do that.
Yeah, I think we have everything. I'll just wait for you to figure out what appointment time you can get. So then when you email me back, then I'll get started on the apps and make sure Gus is in the loop and we have everything taken care of prior to closing.
Awesome. All right.
Well, you enjoy the rest of your night, Amanda. I'll talk to you in some way or shape or form tomorrow via email.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care.
Bye.